Good morning. Today is June the 10th, 2026, Wednesday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you will open your Bibles with me this morning to the book of the Revelation, I'll just share some verses with you, if I may, out of chapter 21, beginning in verse number 1. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there is no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death, there will no longer be any mourning, or crying, or pain, the first things have passed away. And he who sits on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. And he said, Write, for these words are faithful and true. May God bless this morning the reading of his word. Beloved, in these texts that I've just read and you're hearing today, John speaks of the revelation of God given to him through the Spirit of Jesus Christ our Lord. He speaks about a new heaven and a brand new earth that is given forth. He says, For the first heaven and the first earth have passed away, and there is no longer any sea. He speaks of the holy city that comes down out of heaven from God, that's been made ready for you and me, beloved, as a bride adorned for her husband. You know, he speaks of the fact that the tabernacle of God being given among men and the dwelling of his people, and about God himself being among them. What a powerful word that we have here in this revelation. What a powerful verse of hope that God gives us today in these verses. You know, it says in verse number 4, a verse that we hear quoted very, very often, especially at funerals, and many times when loved ones are at sickness or at the point of death, maybe even. We hear he says, And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death. There will no longer be any mourning, or crying, or pain. The first things have passed away. And in verse 5, a powerful verse that I wanted to center down on this morning, if I may, he says in verse 5, And he who sits on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. And he said, Write, for these words are faithful and true. Making all things new, Jesus says. All things in our life that were once a time of trouble and turmoil, maybe a life that has been lived in a time when there were many, many tears, many days of mourning, many days of heartache, many days of strife. You know, these days, or maybe these days today even, on this Wednesday, may be a day that you experience this, may be a day that we experience heartache and trials and sorrows and tribulations that life throws at us today. But I want you to know today, according to God's word, I want to share this hope with you that God has shared with me this morning, beloved. It says that in he who sits on the throne, being the Lord God, he says, I am making all things new. And he said, and write these words down as he gave to John, for they are faithful and they are true. God's word and his truth, beloved, today and each day of our life should always provide us the hope and the desire that we have to press on to do what God has asked and God has called each and every one of us to do and to be in his precious and holy name. You know, we can always look back to the past. Many times we do when God, I believe, would desire us not to. And we look at the things that have brought us down, the calamity, the catastrophe, maybe even the heartache and the sorrow that we once had in our life because of the loss of a loved one, a friend, a family member, a mom or dad, maybe a sister or brother, I'm not sure who. But if we look back at those times and we do anything except thank God for the times that we've had and the precious, precious memories that God has given us about those days and about those loved ones, what we're doing is we're giving Satan an opportunity to creep in to our mind and our spirits and allowing the old things to come forth. You know, Jesus tells us here, he says, Behold, I am making all things new. The old things are passing away. You know, we need to understand that God desires us to live this day with the things of the past as a building block of the things that today that he, behold, makes things new. We need to always understand that the things in our life this day, beloved, are the things that God has placed there at this particular time, on this particular day, on this particular hour. And we need to thank God and we need to praise God on high for all the many and great things that he has done so that we can look at today and say, Lord, I thank you for what you've done in my life today, Heavenly Father, I thank you for goodness and the grace, the mercy, the love, and the peace, God, that you give me today. And Lord, I will accept and I will receive what you bless me with today, Father, for I know it comes from heaven. Beloved, may we cling to this today. May we hold on to this truth, this powerful truth given to us in this book of the Revelation as John penned. May we bless and may we praise God in the things that we do in our life this day, as God has truly blessed us with a brand new day to live, to serve, and to praise Him in Jesus' name. Will you bow your heads with me? Father, we're so thankful, Lord God, for this opportunity. We're thankful for this blessed day that you've given us to live and to serve you, Father, in all capacities. We would ask you, God, to allow this day, these verses that I've just read, Father, and we've just understood in this text, that you would allow it to just speak down inside of our spirit and our soul. Lord, may there not be a stone unturned within our heart and our soul, God. May you wash away, may you wipe away the things in our heart, God, of yesterday, just as your word says that you will wipe away all tears and the mournings and the things of past will pass away. Lord, allow the new things of life, the blessings, God, that you have for us, new and renewed, God, in each and every breath that we take. May we have that realization. May we have that truth and understanding, God, that only you, Father, today can provide to us. I would ask your blessings upon each and every one listening today, God. I would ask your blessings of hand and grace and peace and truth to be upon each and every one today. Would ask you to lift up and bless those that are sick, those that are shut in, those that have special needs today, God, that we've heard from even this morning. I would ask you, God, to just place your hands of righteousness and grace and peace and truth to be upon their being, Father, each and every day as you do this day in our life. Father, we thank you today for all that you provide. We thank you for your true gifts of life, Father. We thank you, Father, today for allowing us to have your word, this precious book, Father, to hold in our hands, to read, and to store upon our hearts, God, the truth and the understanding that we know that you are in control of this day, God, as you are every day of our life. And may you be blessed, and Father, may you be lifted up high above all things, Father, today in our life. May we be that witness, may we be that light, God, in a lost, a dark, and a dying world today, God, that will bring light into the heart and the soul of one of those that we know today that we love. May you be blessed, glorified, and honored, God, for today we come and we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.